So the next topic and discussion was by Alan Vanuk on the safety with the use of bevacizumab. And the question that we posed to the audience was, with informed patient consent, it is reasonable to use bevacizumab for patients with metastatic disease who've experienced a recent arterial event, and we define that within 6 months. And here we're trying to get into the trade-off between wanting to palliate the patient's tumor and the fear that we have about an arterial event. And actually, most of the participants, more than two-thirds, disagreed with that and wouldn't be comfortable doing that. A small fraction, about 20%, would. What are your thoughts about it?
Again, as you mentioned, it is a trade-off between what we'd like to see in terms of efficacy and what we're willing to pay for it in terms of risk. And a patient who just recently, in recent is within 6 months, had an arterial event is at higher risk for another complication on bevacizumab. There is no question. We might be able to lower this risk by using anticoagulation, aspirin as a platelet and aggregation inhibitor, Plavix, or Coumadin, for instance. But overall, I think the majority of the audience voted rightfully so to be on the safe side of therapy. I can give you an example. I had a patient who came to me about 2 years ago in the initial time when bevacizumab just got approved or had limited experience with it. And he'd done a lot of research on his therapy for his metastatic colorectal cancer. And he came to my office saying, I want bevacizumab. I want this drug. And he had a partial phase paralysis, just had a stroke 2 days ago. I could hardly convince him that this was not an appropriate way for him to be treated. First of all, we waited for 6 weeks, then started on FOLFOX. He responded very well. If bevacizumab was the only drug that worked in colorectal cancer, we'd probably be more aggressive in using it. But we have a lot of alternatives, like FOLFOX, like FOLFIRI, like using EGF receptor inhibitors. I don't think we need to put patient at risk unnecessarily in this situation.
What about the patient whom you're going for cure, or the patient who has advanced stage disease and very symptomatic? I mean, is there a clinical situation where, you know, the concerns about the tumor would override this risk?
Not in the sense that if you talk about a symptomatic patient where response rate, induction of response is your main goal. Because from my understanding, the strength of bevacizumab is more delaying tumor progression than induction of response. If you really want a strong response inducer, you can combine combination therapy with an EGF receptor inhibitor, for which we have phase 2 data at least, randomized phase 2 data from Alan Vanuk's presentation. If you want to shoot for response rate, yes, you can do that. Again, there is an analysis and kind of elaborating a little bit about this and looking at it from a different side. We know that patients who are at particular risk for these arterial events when they're over 65 years old and when they had a prior history of ATEs, these arterial events. When we now look back at this particular group of patients, elderly patients with a history of prior ATEs, in the pivotal Hurwitz trial, which led to the approval of bevacizumab, those patients, although they're at higher risk, show the same benefit in terms of progression-free survival and overall survival as the patients that are at low risk for these arterial events. It doesn't mean that this would allow us to uncritically use the drug in these patients, keeping in mind that patients with a recent cardiovascular event were excluded from the clinical trial. But overall, and this is something that I kind of balance back and forth when I talk to elderly patients without further risk for an arterial event, when we talk about stroke and heart attack, which raises flags for all patients, I tell them, you know, but overall, without any further risk factors, and if we put you on aspirin and you don't have a recent cardiovascular event, I feel comfortable putting you on this drug. So elderly patients can be treated. They still have a high risk, but they benefit.